Tonight, we will take both the law and the promise. Just a little while on the promise, that you may not be concerned. For I do know that so many people tell us that we must do this, that, and the other, or else. But you forget it. God planned everything as it has come out, and as it will be consummated. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You do not earn it. It's not your due. It's not a reward. It's simply a gift, unmerited. And therefore, you cannot lose it. This gift is irrevocable. So no man can take it from you. No man can give it to you. So let no one frighten you. It is yours, and it's coming on time. And the gift is nothing less than God himself. When he gives you the kingdom, he gives you himself. For the kingdom is not a realm. The kingdom is a character. It's a body. And that body is perfect. And wherever you are clothed in that body, everything around you is perfect. No matter where you go, were you in the petrified forest, it would burst into foliage. Were you in the desert, he would simply blossom like the rose. Were you in the midst of all broken members of society, they would all be in harmony. If you came into a world where they were blind, lame, halt, withered, instantly as you glide by, eyes that were missing would come out of the nowhere and fill the empty sockets. Arms that are missing, feet missing, everything will be made perfect because you are present. That is God's gift, which is the gift of himself, which is his body. One day you'll be clothed with that body. So set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ within you.